President Biden's executive action today on marijuana convictions and regulations is this administration's most significant action to date on drug reform. White House correspondent Laura Barone Lopez has more.
President Biden laid out three steps today to end what he calls a failed approach on marijuana. He announced that pardons for past federal and District of Columbia convictions for marijuana possession, a call for governors to take the same action for state convictions, and he directed federal agencies to review whether marijuana should still be classified as one of the most dangerous drugs under federal law. Here with me now is Mark Osler. He is a law professor at the University of St. Thomas School in Minneapolis and a former federal prosecutor. Mark, thanks for joining us. So out of this announcement, what is the piece of it that could potentially have the biggest impact?
Probably the talk about rescheduling marijuana. The pardon is probably going to impact a relatively small number of people, most of whom had misdemeanors as their crime of conviction. In the broader scope of things, reconceiving exactly how dangerous marijuana is and how the feds approach it is the bigger story.
And so if the administration actually moves forward with descheduling marijuana, what immediate practical change would occur and what kind of timeline would we see?
Well, it's going to change the ability of federal authorities, for example, at the border, where a lot of these cases come from prosecuting people simply for that. It's going to also send a message to the states as well. We will no longer have as much of a conflict between federal and state law on marijuana, especially in those states where marijuana has been legalized for recreational use.
And descheduling is effectively the same as decriminalization, correct?
Yes. There's other ways that marijuana is embedded in federal law and in the penal code. So there's going to be some cleaning up to do beyond simply descheduling. But yes, that's a big part of it.
We're very close to the midterm elections. You've talked to the White House and other officials within the administration. Why do you think they decided on this now?
It may have had political considerations taken into account, but it could be just that it took a while to get to the point where they're ready to pull the trigger on this, that there is a lot of people who have to check off on this kind of a decision, particularly within the Department of Justice, where they're pretty loath to give up control over anything. And so even the consideration of the scheduling of marijuana and such a relatively broad pardon is something that it probably took a while to get everybody in line to say yes to that.
Part of that decision on descheduling is also going to include the Health and Human Services Secretary. Is that a normal step, as far as you know?
Well, I think they're having broad consultation amongst the people whom it will affect. And the scheduling of any narcotic does affect, you know, health services, obviously. Right now, in Schedule 1, marijuana is what Schedule 1 means is that it has no medical use, no legitimate medical use. Now, obviously, the majority of the states disagree with that, where some medical use is allowed. And so in terms of using marijuana in a way that's consistent and the way that the government approaches it, Health and Human Services would have to be involved, and they want to get buy-in from them.
The other part of this announcement is that it will impact more than 6,500 individuals convicted between 1992 and 2001. So what is the reality for those 6,500 people who were previously convicted?
Yeah, it's going to affect their criminal record, that they've got a misdemeanor on their record. We're not talking about thousands of people walking out of prison. That's not what this is going to create. But instead, it's going to be thousands of people who have lived with a misdemeanor on their record that they have to report periodically, and that's going to be gone. Is that going to change the landscape of the war on drugs? Probably not. But it will mean something to those people who get that benefit.
That brings me to another issue with under marijuana convictions and potentially commutations. In April, President Biden commuted the sentences of 75 nonviolent drug offenders. Only 9 of those within the total commutations and pardons were for marijuana offenses. So there are roughly 2,700 nonviolent marijuana offenders in federal prison. Is that something that you think the administration could potentially move on either later this year or early next year?
Yes, I think so. And that's the obvious next step, is that right now, those are people that would have been convicted of trafficking offenses. Now, of course, a lot of times when people were convicted of trafficking offenses, they were doing things that are legal now. For example, you know, there's one man, Lance Gloor, he was running a legal marijuana dispensary in the state of Washington. And so, yes, that is the logical next step to approach, and we're hoping that the administration will take that step.
And so what do you say to people who would argue that commuting the sentences of those offenders who potentially sold huge quantities of marijuana is not the right path to take?
Well, certainly there's other things that go with that kind of narcotic trafficking. And if you have a situation where there was violence associated with it, we can expect that they'll be treated differently. But for the most part, when we look at these cases, it's people who are doing things that are right now being done by companies across the country.
Very quickly, Mark, if I could ask you, you've told me before that you think the administration's path on this has been somewhat cautious. How does it stand up to prior presidents?
Well, let's compare this. The last real broad categorical pardon that we can compare this to is Jimmy Carter's broad amnesty that he gave to draft evaders. And that was much bolder because it granted much greater relief. He did it on the very first day he was in office, and it cut at something that was still controversial in American society, the way that marijuana possession.
10 seconds.
It's still not going bold, but we can hope that that'll be something that's considered in the future.
Mark Osler, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.